Mark Bardsley, Grant County Commissioner, pinch hitting for Mike Burton and ready to bring us the Commissioner's Report this morning. We have him on the phone this morning. We welcome him. Mark Bardsley, good morning.
Good morning, folks. How you doing?
Hey,
morning,
not Mark. Too bad. We want to find out what's the most current information out there and what kind of studies you guys are conducting as commissioners about the confined feeding operation, animal feeding operation that's being proposed in the northern part of the county. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I was not at the meeting last night, but basically what the commissioners have done, I don't know if you recall from quite a few years back, there was a major confined feeding operation that was scheduled to come in, and we put together a pretty tight CAFO ordinance that had some fairly decent setbacks. And once that was approved, going through the entire process, we made it an ordinance, and it is basically the county law on CAFOs right now. From what I was understanding from yesterday, there was discussion over the current CAFO situation and review of what our ordinance currently says. So I haven't been brought up to date on the meeting last night.
Mark, the bottom line on this thing is they're talking about putting this right at 15 and 500 north.
Yes.
And that would put it about a mile north of the 4 Mile Bridge, obviously. And within a couple of miles of densely populated subdivision areas. There's going to be some really hostile people out there.
Yes. In fact, I've talked to a few of those hostile people. I've listened to folks on both sides. And so I guess right now we're seeing how the current ordinance stacks up to how it protects, how it works on setbacks. And I don't know if the area plan came out with any type of recommendations last night or not.
Procedurally, how does it go from here? It's in the hands of the Plan Commission. The Plan Commission will recommend to the commissioners?
They have a little bit of leeway depending upon what areas the current ordinance is. They can ask for amendments, but they have to come up with what those amendments might be to the current ordinance and then bring it to the commissioners for review, study, and any type of action.
But the final decision is in the hands of the three commissioners.
Technically, you can say that if there's new legislation or amending legislation put to us, or depending on whether the area plan feels like the current ordinance is strict enough that it could just stay right with area plan.
And area plan then could make the final call up or down.
That's true.
Now, when does EPA get involved in this?
EPA probably will have to look at all of the blueprint prints, engineering, discharge, those types of things, application. And we haven't worked with EPA on anything like that. I don't know that we even did it when we had the CAFO first hearing because of the way the engineering on that was constructed. So I'm a little bit fuzzy on when and if the EPA actually jumps in.
Okay, let's make the distinction here between EPA, which is a federal agency, and then there also are state agencies that deal with these kinds of things.
IDEM.
Right, IDEM.
IDEM.
Mm-hmm.
IDEM.
Would. Correct.
When would IDEM become involved?
There has been at least one agency that has reviewed this information. As I recall, we actually got an initial letter from, I believe it may have been IDEM. That's the first I had heard about the CAFO project. And so I began to make inquiries. Area plan hadn't heard about it at that time. So I would have to review my notes and actually see if it was IDEM. I don't think it was DNR. I would think it was IDEM that gave us the heads up.
Mark, I know that Barry Sneed, who is IDEM's public information officer, has said that public comment can still be taken for a while now on this. Do you have any idea when the deadline for public comment is for this?
I would say usually 30 to 60 days, but without reviewing his release, I couldn't be definitive.
I know it says in the article in the Chronicle that you can take public comment until 33 days after the application date. So
whenever that was.
Yeah, now it says in the article the application date was June 19th, which would,
yeah,
by calendar's
purpose, that is
passed. Yeah. So in any event, I didn't know if there were still ways that the public could make comment and how you would recommend that they do that. Do they come and see you? Do they talk to IDEM?
I would think the best way to get IDEM's attention is to go to the source, either by phone, by emails, by letters. I heard a formula once when it came to legislators that if three or more of their constituents begin to complain about a certain issue, then it becomes a quote-unquote crisis for them.
I see.
And probably wouldn't be bad to let your legislators know as well how you feel.
Mark, I want to go back for just a minute to the procedure that you were talking about, the relationship between the Plan Commission and the commissioners. You said if they want to make recommendations on amendments to the existing ordinance, I'm not quite sure I understand that. The ordinance is there. The proposal,
yeah,
has been made for this CAFO. Would amendments to the ordinance be intended to block the CAFO? I don't understand why you would change the existing ordinance.
The reason for amendments may be for additional requests for setbacks,
okay,
or changes to the original CAFO. If something like that came along, then what would happen is, in the event of the ordinance being considered for change, basically there's a moratorium on any projects going on until after that dialogue and decision has been made.
Now, does the existing ordinance specify how far these things have to be from a densely populated area?
There are, as best I recall, and of course this is 10 to 12 years ago that we put the original confined feeding operation thing together, but there are setbacks. I remember the strictest part of our setback in the original CAFO was 2 mile radius on schools because of the constant day-to-day,
mm-hmm,
actions of the children and teachers in an area such as that.
Okay.
Mark, very quickly, since we're about out of time, looks like there's a lot of bridge work that is ahead for Grant County. David White wanting to move forward. I guess the 700 East Bridge is the one needing the most attention, but some other projects. Give us an idea of what you'd like to do, assuming that the money is there.
We have a couple of dire situations. I don't know if you've paid attention to the Washington Street Bridge. Part of the deck is breaking up on that.
Yes.
And we are working with one of our contractors to get a quote on that before we get into the freezing season, or it'll just continue to deteriorate even more.
Pennsylvania Street?
I can't.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry?
I was just going to say, and the Pennsylvania Street Bridge is probably going to get some attention.
The Pennsylvania Street Bridge, we have engineering work that is being developed, and then we're going to go after a federal grant to assist us with that as well. Basically, we have two bridges that we've already gone into engineering. And with the anticipation that here in the next little bit there's going to be some type of a infrastructure bill that comes through Congress. And again, they talk about if you're shovel ready, you're usually at the top when it comes to doling out those grants. So we're trying to play some smart ball and have a couple bridges, one of them being Pennsylvania, that would already have its engineering work ready and would be hopefully ready to receive some money.
And again, from the Chronicle's report from about a month ago, the inspections of the county's bridges that United Surveying did indicated of the 189 bridges, they recommended 8 be replaced, 8 need major repairs, and two need some deck replacements. So that, again, according to the report back in the middle of July. Anything else, Mark, that you'd like to share as we wrap up this morning?
Well, I would say for our county residents coming to a county road near you, we have 90 miles of chip and seal that will be worked on here in the next couple of weeks. So be prepared to slow down or have a little gravel and dust your way while we work on those roads.
Mark, thank you again. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. I apologize for not getting in the office today, folks.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay.